Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
It is Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann. Today, catching up with the Nelson Mandela Bay Mayor, Retief Oordendal. The Mayor is also responsible for budget and treasury portfolio in the city. And a very disturbing story on Herald Live. You can check it out there. City on brink of collapse. Electricity, water payment default by ratepayers, the biggest factor in financial crisis. Mr. Mayor, thank you for joining us once again. Are things as bad as they seem?
Good morning, Darren, and thank you very much, and good morning to the listeners.
Well, Darren, I think that, first of all, we have to say that it's a difficult question to answer, but there is some hope. First of all, I want to say that the municipality at the moment is quite sound in terms of its finances. But if we don't take some difficult decisions going immediately, going forward, we're certainly going to have some financial problems. Now, let me explain this to you. We've got quite a sound investment portfolio. We also have got quite a good cost coverage ratio at the moment. However, our collection rate has collapsed to about 69%. If we compare that to what it was some 5 years ago, 4 years ago, it was standing at about 95%, which means that we are not collecting the revenue due to the administration. Coupling that with the fact that we've got an electricity department that's running at a loss, we've got about 23% non-technical losses, and it means that our electricity department is running at a billion rand loss almost. We're seeing the red lights, and if we don't take the difficult decisions to fix what is wrong with our finances within the next year or so, we're seriously going to have some financial constraints, and we may not be able to meet our financial commitments. So it's all about making sure that we identify what the issues are, which we know, putting plans in place to address these issues, which we have, but to also sensitize the public, but also to sensitize our municipal workers about what can happen if we do not take the difficult decisions. So we have to be able to ensure that we deal with debt collecting. We also have to ensure that we deal with the punitive water tariff that has caused havoc with our finances. We've turned thousands of God-fearing paying customers into non-payers, giving them endless nights of sleep because they can't afford to repay water accounts, which very often wasn't as a result of water abuse, but it came into being as a result of water leaks and so on. Dealing with that specific issue, making sure that we get the electricity department functioning again. We've got about 80,000 people that have tampered with electricity meters, and that is quite frankly unacceptable. I think there's one rule that one must remember, that in a municipality, we've got a constitutional obligation to provide a safety net, a social safety net to the poor, and we must do that. However, people that can afford to pay must pay, because if they don't, your municipality will not be financially sustainable. So we're going to have to take a tough stance against those that can afford to pay the municipal accounts but have actually tampered with their meters. It's unacceptable. We've put an amnesty period out there where, in terms of which, people can come to the fore and say, listen, we've tampered and we'll forgive you and we'll rectify the situation, but then you must be able to pay your way from there on. And I want to make it very clear that amnesty period is still running. Mm-hmm. If people don't make use of it, the consequences are going to be dire. If we catch you that you've tampered with your electricity meter going forward, we're going to have to take action against you, and that action is going to be severe. So I want to urge everybody to make use of that amnesty period. The reality is that we have to take the tough decisions to ensure that our municipality remains financially viable. If it doesn't, it's going to have a dire consequence for service delivery going forward, and we will not have any investment opportunities in the city, because nobody is going to invest in a city that's not financially sustainable.
Could I just check on the veracity of a few numbers that have been thrown around? I've been told that the municipality's ballooning debtors book was sitting at 10 billion rand in September, an increase of almost 860 million rand compared with June.
Absolutely. So, and that is partly due to the punitive water tariff. So we're sitting with this massive ballooning debt, much of it which we would be unable to recover. And in fact, council sat yesterday where we already wrote off an amount of 1.17 billion rand in terms of water debt to try and manage this escalating water debt, which we have no ability to in. I think that people realize that they have to use water conservatively, and that they are willing to pay for what they consume. But you cannot expect somebody that that have serviced their debts to be able to quickly deal with an account of 300,000-400,000 rand. For ordinary Joe Soap, that's just not possible. So we can't burden our ratepayers and our residents with accounts which they can't service. We have to manage the issue, and that should be fair at the forefront of what should be done.
Now, Mr. Day, we've mentioned electricity and water. There are other elements that debtors haven't serviced either: sanitation, refuse, general rates, interest payments. What is the municipality going to do to curb not just the water and electricity issues, but all these others? It can't be left unattended, surely.
No, absolutely not. I think I made it very clear that those that can afford to pay must be made to pay. So we are going to get tougher in terms of our credit control policy. But we also have to be mindful of the fact that there has been a problem since COVID. Our disposable incomes from the majority of our families have gone down. It's tough economic times. So the municipality must look at repayment plans to assist those that are in debt. And I want to implore people that have got problems with their accounts not to put it on the back burner, not to ignore it. Talk to us. Talk to the municipality. We will be able to put something together to structure a deal for you to repay your debt. I think this is all about approaching it from a position that we understand it's very difficult and hard times out there, and we know that very often paying your municipal account will sometimes take food away from the table. But the reality is that we also have to ensure that this municipality remains financially viable, and we're not going to take a stance of just blocking people and ignoring their plea for assistance. So we are at the moment looking at various ways how we can assist people with some kind of debt relief, first of all, but second of all, how we can also make payment arrangements for those that have fallen behind so that they are able to service their municipal debt.
Mr. Mayor, what would you say to residents, and I've heard some express this opinion, paying residents who feel that they are bearing the brunt of municipal inefficiencies?
Well, they're not wrong. I mean, the municipality is certainly not efficient. I've just said how our electricity department is running at a billion rand loss. Mm. And we have to ensure that we get our own house in order. We can no longer just go to the ratepayer to expect to pick up the tab for our own inefficiencies. If we do not ensure that we stop the wastage in this municipality, we'll never be able to be financially viable. And we are at that T-junction at the moment. So it's all about getting our own house in order, ensuring that we deal with electricity losses, ensuring that we deal with wastage, that we do not that we don't waste money, that we get value for money when we contract and partner with the private sector, and to ensure that we make each rand stretch as far as it possibly can, because we can no longer just turn to the ratepayer. As I've said, the city has got 110,000 ratepayers. And, you know, compare that to the city of Cape Town, that is three times our size, but they've got 660,000 ratepayers, six times the number of ratepayers that we have. So we obviously have far fewer ratepayers, which makes the burden on our ratepayers so much more. And that is why my message to all officials are, we can no longer expect the public to pick up the tab for our own efficiencies. We have to deal with it and get our own house in order before we ask the public to balance the books.
You've mentioned the amnesty period. Do you have an idea for us on what the timeframes are regarding your turnaround plan?
Well, that we'll be able to see some improvement by the end of December already. We're running out of time because we need to get that collection rate up and running again and moving in the right direction. Because if we don't, it will have a knock-on effect on our budget, and we'll have to cut hundreds of millions of rands out of our adjustments budget, which will then have a negative impact on service delivery. So it is very, very important that we take the difficult decisions now and get the public to respond to that, but also get our officials to do what they need to do in order to stop the wastage. There was an article on the front page of the Herald this week about one of our former councillors that spent nearly 200,000 rand on vehicle rent. Totally ridiculous, and that is a waste of ratepayers' funds, and we can't condone that. So that type of wastage needs to be stopped, and we're trying to identify all of those holes and we're trying to plug them as quickly as possible.
Mayor Retief Wootendal, we appreciate you being available for us on Behind the Herald Headlines again today. With your permission, we'd like to set up a plan to catch up with you around Christmas and see how your turnaround plan is progressing, and also share festive greetings with you. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Enjoy yours too. Bye-bye.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.